I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is happy hour. Welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, Bills Camp live at St. John Fisher University. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia, streaming live at thefanrochester.com and inside the Odyssey app. And Bills Corner, Cam Lewis, joining us in the Sports Bar. Cam, how you been, bud?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Cam, we're excited to see us Saturday night here. Finally, we get a game here. How anxious are you to hit somebody other than your own teammate here?
I know. I'm really excited, you know, get back out there, play some real football. Been waiting since, you know, that last game, that divisional joint. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I forgot it, too, man. You had to flush it away as soon as it happened. But, you know, it's a good opportunity, you know, for myself and then the guys to get out there and play some football again.
Cam, how you feeling? How's camp gone so far? I see a little wrap here on your wrist. You doing all right? You healthy? Camp's been well? Done well for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. You know, I had a couple surgeries in college, so I, you know, keep the wrist wrapped a little bit. But, you know, it's been going good. Body feels well. You know, ready to tackle on the preseason and then the season, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've been here since 2019 with the organization. Mm-hmm. Is this the deepest you've seen the secondary there? Because you got a lot of competition at your position right now.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys that can play, you know, at a high level. You know, Taryn, Trey, Dane, Christian, Kair, you know, it just goes on and on. But the level of competition to make each other better is always the best thing, trying to get the best out of each other. So it's always good, you know, compete versus your peers, you know what I'm saying?
He's Bills Corner Cam Lewis joining us during happy hour on the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. Cam, it's the first thing that almost everybody says when they bring up your name. University of Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's a University of Buffalo guy. Yeah. What was your experience like with the Bulls?
Great, man. I met a bunch of lifelong friends. Coach Lipo, played for him for 4 years. It was the best experience, you know, trying to turn that program around. First got there, 6-6, 2-10, 6-6 again, and then 10-2. So
nice.
I got the ups and downs, but I wouldn't change that experience for the world, man.
Yeah, and you got to be familiar. You're from Detroit. You mm-hmm. come to Buffalo, and you get to experience a community here in Western New York. Did you ever go to a Bills game while you were at UB?
No, I did not. I was being from Detroit, I was a Lions fan, you know, and both teams weren't doing so well so at the time. So I was like, I don't need to go. But no, I would just focus on, you know, myself and then my team, you know, over with the Bulls and stuff like that. So.
Bills Corner Cam Lewis, our guest in the Sports Bar. Cam, you mentioned the competition at your position. Camp's going well for a lot of corners. I mean, you guys are out there competing every single day. What do you feel you have to do to make the team this year?
Honestly, just be myself. Just go out there and play confidently and let my game speak for itself. And there's nothing you can do. You try to control what you can control. But ultimately, you're just trying to go out there, help your teammates win, do your job, and then the chips will fall where they fall, you know what I'm saying?
I love your story that you worked hard on the practice squad, got active, you've been contributing. What is it like on the practice squad? Is it fair to say, like, it's normal everything Monday through Saturday and you just don't get to suit up on Sunday? What was that experience like for you in the past few years?
Yeah, it's basically what it is. We practice with the team. We just give, you know, the looks. And I think it was a great experience for me. You know, I've been on there for a couple years or a few times, but you're going against the ones every play while they're getting prepared for the game. So you're just getting quality reps every time. So it's always good to have that and trying to get better each and every day. And then whenever your number's caught, you're ready. You should be ready.
Yeah, and talk about that here. Last couple of practices with Taryn Johnson out, you stepped into that role as well. Mm-hmm. Your versatility within this defense, your ability to play, not just slop it on the outside?
Yes, for sure. I'm just trying to be available when whatever the team needs. I try to be there to fill those roles. But it's always good, you know, Taryn has some rest days and then able to get in there, get some rep with the ones. Feel really good trying to get back into it.
Our guest is Cam Lewis, Buffalo Bills Corner. We'll have the game for you coming up Saturday here on the Fan Rochester. So, Cam, going back to high school, like many high school players, you were a corner and a wide receiver. What led you down the path to becoming a defensive player? When did you know that would be the better path for you?
I honestly didn't know right away until I got to UB. because they recruited me as an athlete. But, you know, I was just trying to get on the field, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have many offers, so the three that I did have, I chose Buffalo, and they told me I could play right away if I played, you know, corner, and that's what I did. I went to fall camp as a DB and ended up playing as a true freshman. I had a good year that year, so yeah, I felt like it worked out for the best.
And you talk about being recruited as an athlete. You also play baseball.
I did.
You ever think about that path? I mean, the Tigers could use you right about now, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. Nah, I kind of fell out of love with baseball. It's in my heart, but playing it, I don't know. It just.
How good were you? Were you good?
I was good. I was good. I wasn't the best. You know, I played center field, batted leadoff. But, you know, the older you get, the faster those pitches are throwing, man. I saw 90, 95, and you can't blink your eyes. Yeah. It's already past you. And I was like, maybe football is that. But, you know, with football, as soon as I crossed them white lines, I just felt like a different person just pops out. And I can really be myself, you know, on the football field. So that's always good for me.
Yeah, I mean, baseball, when you're going up to the plate, you literally are failing. If you fail 70% of the time, you're an excellent player.
Yeah, I know,
like,
right?
How did that help you, like, with, you know, it's almost like the same thing when you're a corner because it can't be perfect 100% of the time.
For
so
sure.
How did that develop, you know, you develop your mental toughness, would you say?
I say just being able to flush things quick, really quick. You know, have a bad at bat, you know, you got to go out there and play in the field right next, you know, so you can't carry that, you know, into the field, maybe make an error for a mistake for your team and stuff like that. So it's really the same thing. You just got to be able to flush it quick, move on to the next play, and then try to help your team.
Talking to Buffalo Bills corner Cam Lewis, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, Bills Camp Live from St. John Fisher University. Let's learn a little bit more about Cam Lewis, the man off the field, because you and your wife, you have two sons.
Yes.
How often do you get to have FaceTime while you're here away from camp? Are they spending any time with you here at camp?
They came the first 3 days, and then they're back in Detroit visiting family. They'll be back on Monday, so I'm excited to see them. Caden is only a year and a couple months, and then I just had Christian like a month and a half ago.
So congratulations!
Out. Yeah, so it's been really cool, and it's been awesome that Caden loves his little brother so far. So it's been a blessing.
Yeah, that is. How's everybody sleeping, or have they gotten through the
yeah,
night?
Yeah, they are sleeping through the night, which is a blessing. So I've been having some good sleep, you know, which is really good.
Yeah, as far as life after football, we're just reading your bio. Now, you majored in African-American studies.
Yes.
And you would like to be in social services, work for adoption agencies. What is drawing you to that field to help others?
I don't really know. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, sometimes that's just my calling, just to help others whenever I can. You know, I've been blessed my whole life to be able to experience certain things and do certain stuff that other people, you know, aren't able to do, and bring those experiences and my trials and tribulations to different people to lift people up and stuff like that. I feel like it's always a good thing to do, you know, for our community, and then, you know, just for the future, for the upcoming children, you know, future doctor, future presidents and stuff like that, that eventually run our world. So I always think it's, you know, good to give back, especially with the adoption agencies, just having two-parent homes, because now I have two kids. And, you know, me and my wife joke around sometimes. She's like, I don't know if I can do it by myself, which it takes, you know, a lot for single mothers or single fathers to do it all by themselves. So just trying to help, you know, out in those type of areas to, you know, just bring some positive light into them.
I mean, Cam, it has been awesome getting to know you a little bit better here. We're going to be pulling for you this season, man. Really want you to stay healthy, and
yes,
thank you for giving us some time here on the Sports Bar.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.